Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, recently we had an afternoon tea, a time with Heart, where we gathered some ladies together, and that's been our Heartbeat that we've released this video this week. And I spoke about at our time together, I spoke about how we can increase our capacity and overcome challenges in our lives. And specifically, I was talking about those times in our lives where we feel overwhelmed by, let's say, a challenge in our life, and we think that we don't have the ability or the capacity to overcome that challenge or to do what's in front of us.
Yeah, and that seems to be more and more happening on a daily basis to me. I've not noticed it as much before. Maybe as I'm getting older, my capacity is decreasing, that I'm like, oh no. Or maybe just God does send challenges your way to push you that little bit more. Because you can just sit in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too pushed that you then are crawling up the wall, if you know what I mean.
And that's why, like, some of the examples I gave, I think, are things that all of us maybe haven't experienced, all of them, but probably hit
different times.
Ones of us. Yep. You know, parenting.
Yes. Yep. Big yep. challenge.
That's it.
Huge challenge.
Maybe a new work position at work that you're like.
Yeah, that's been a challenge.
What's the next thing? I was actually thinking, like, if you own a business, because years ago when you used to run your pharmacy, like, there would have been challenges, I assume, that you faced. And you thought, how am I going to overcome that?
Yeah. Or just paying the bills, maintaining, but not just maintaining. You wanted to increase marketing. You wanted to increase reaching people. Because, as you know, it wasn't just pharmacies selling goods, looking after people's health. It was looking after them. Looking after your staff, training your staff, keeping up with all the credentials, government rules and regulations, pharmacy rules and regulations. Just always always looking other, increasing the business side of it, increasing the health things you provided for people.
Care for different people, services that would increase, ongoing. Yeah, and so they're kind of some of the different things. Like, one of the things I did share at the very beginning of the Heartbeat, that if you listen to it, you wouldn't have been able to see the picture, but was a massive pile of washing that my sister
had a lot of laundry.
And I started that off by kind of jokingly saying,
like, is this your day?
Feel like this? But you know what? And another note, It's actually true. Is quite genuine. How many, some of us, you're like, you know what, if I could just get through my washing and those types of chores, actually that is, you know, depending on sometimes different times of your life, that actually is something, I just need to get through this today, God.
Yeah. But you could have put up a picture of papers everywhere, because right now you're a student or you're studying,
you've got documents and everywhere.
And you're researching and you've got to do exams and you've got to study and you've got to write things, and like that could just be so overwhelming. Then it could be a picture of maybe at work, and you've got all this like, I feel like it's different clocks everywhere. And, you know, I've got this to do and I have to do then this, and then I've got to put on my mum hat.
Yeah.
Different hats.
Yeah.
I've got to put on my mum hat, and then I'm the psychologist, and then I'm the carer.
Yeah.
Then I'm the provider, and then I'm, you know, the wife, and then I'm the mother, and, you know, like all the hats that we put on in our lives.
Sometimes one after the other, and sometimes you might be holding three hats at the same time.
Yes, juggling. Juggling balls.
Yeah, that's
could
right.
Could be balls all on the floor, bouncing all over the place. Yeah.
And we all face all these types of different challenges in our lives. And we can have a lot of, at times, self-doubt about how am I going to do this. But really what I wanted to share was, well, with God, he empowers us with the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to face those challenges.
And when I'm thinking about the picture of juggling balls, sometimes the Holy Spirit tells us, drop those balls. That's not what I want in your life. You can only juggle three.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we sometimes think we can do more. Our capacity is greater. And possibly it is, but then we're dropping the balls all over the place because we actually can't do it properly. We might have to say, no, the season and the time that I'm in right now, I can only do these three things.
Much. Yeah.
Or the Holy Spirit saying, I want you to only do these three things. That's what I want you to concentrate on.
And when we are in tune to the Holy Spirit, that's when they guide us to the right.
Yes.
And the other thing was that the Holy Spirit equips us. Like I shared about the story of David and Goliath, but how David already had actually the skills. So it's like God's already given us a lot of the skills, and it's the Holy Spirit that empowers us and then equips us with other things we need to then use those skills.
Using the thing of the analogy, remember the stretching. He sometimes does say, I'm going to increase your capacity, so I'm going to stretch you. I'm going to enlarge your tent, enlarge your influence, because that's what I desire right now for you. But it's in the Spirit that he does it, not us. It's not like I've gone to the gym and built extra muscles and I can do it all. It's spiritual muscles that the Spirit has given us.
Yeah, something that when I have been doing my study that I learnt or came to mind too was that when David was anointed to be king of Israel, he was anointed while there actually already was
a king,
right?
So God was preparing him.
Yeah, so David didn't actually become king until he'd gone through all these different trials until later. But I think often in life we think as soon as, you know, something's before us, well, I must be that right now. But God's actually preparing us for something in the future.
Yes.
It's not right now.
But we might not even know what it might be.
No, that's right.
No.
Yeah. So some of the questions that actually we chatted about on the day, and if you do actually watch the video version of this, you'll see the questions come up. But the questions that we talked about was, the first question was, when you look back on your life, can you see how God has used your life experiences to prepare you for now? The second question was, where have you been challenged? And the third was, what else has God equipped you with for the future?
Actually, very good reflective questions that you want to take seriously. Don't want to just go, yes.
Yeah.
What challenges, you know? You want to go, yeah, God has really worked here. And he challenged me in this and I never thought I could do it. And then looking back, it's like, wow, look what he did. He was there for this and then did this. And, you know, and looking back is a very good way of seeing the handprint of God in your life. But then also I think God then often in doing that might go, well, this challenge, I was with you. So do you believe I'll be with you into the future challenges? It's trying to build your faith.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, I've done that tick. God's trying to say, well, I gave you the capacity for that. If I ask you to do something else, do you not think I will give you the capacity for that too?
Yeah, and that's probably a very good description. It's building your faith to the next thing that God has
because
for you
he's
in your
always
life.
Drawing us to become holy, holier. We're not perfect. He's drawing us to his perfection. And so in whatever that perfection is for us in our life, he'll give us the ability, the equipment, and the challenge often to get there.
And being holy is actually living out the life that God has for you right now. It's not about, you know, I think sometimes we can then think to the saints and think holy is so unattainable, but holy is me at home doing the washing, looking after my children, going to work. Like that's being holy and becoming more like Christ in all those things.
Yes, there was a young priest who I remember reading a story ages ago. I can't even remember his name. And he thought he was doing okay with God. And then God put him in a place where he had to care for disabled. He said he was so impatient and so unholy in his attitude that he recognized he had a long way to go.
Yeah.
And God put him there for that purpose because he was getting high and mighty about himself. Oh, look what I can do. I can pray and I can do this. But with the disabled, he was terrible because his attitude stunk. He didn't want to be there. You know, I'm better than this sort of thing. And then he learned to love the people. He learned to care for them.
And patience.
Yeah, and he learned to actually put them first. So he was more selfless. And then God told him one day, now you're starting to be holy.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah.
Not before.
Yeah. And we can probably think of our own lives where God's been doing that in different ways for us. So I think that's the weekly challenge this week, is just to reflect on those questions. So when you look back on your life, can you see how God has used your life experiences to prepare you for now? Where have you been challenged? And what else has God equipped you with for the future? And that will build our faith moving forward. And that's where I think God increases our capacity, when we actually rely on him more to increase our capacity, as opposed to it's just in our own strength. So we hope that that time has really blessed you, and we hope that that has challenged you and that God's taken you to a new place. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.